Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Mixed bag for grain futures, down in the corn futures and wheat futures, but higher for soybeans. Corn down 3.75 in December at 378. Wheat futures in both Kansas City and Chicago down about 8. In both, July of 2015, Kansas City wheat down 7.25 at 603.5. And then, of course, beans now with November beans off the board. They expired on Friday. January is now the front month, and they were up 12.75 at 10.35.25. They had a 34-cent range from the high to the low today and got stronger from about 11 a.m. this morning. We had two positive reports for soybeans, and that lifted those up throughout the day and closed about 3 cents off of their high. But that was the one bright spot today. If you look at the weather patterns over the next 6 to 10 days, higher than average rain but lower than average temps, and then 2 week forecast higher than average rains but normal temps. So it looks like we're going to have some good rainfall and then some below to normal rainfall here in the next little bit. Now there's a non-harmful to human bird flu strain in Europe that's going around. We'll continue to monitor that. At this point, it doesn't look like a threat.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning's export inspections were 114.4 million bushels for soybeans. We are expecting 77 million, and so we're about 50% or so higher than expected. That's 3.113 million metric tons. Really big number, and it was a record for soybean inspections. Now, corn and wheat were both negative. 15.8 million bushels for the corn, and we're expecting 36 million, so about half of where we were, or where we thought we'd be. And for wheat, 5.1 million bushels, about half of the expected 12 million bushels. So bearish for corn and wheat, but bullish for soybeans. Now at 11 o'clock, we had the NOPA, that's the National Oilseed Producers Association, crush report. In October, we crushed 157.96 million bushels of soybeans. We were looking for about 151, so about 7 million bushels higher than expected. Last year at this time, we did 157.06. And last month, we did just under 100 million bushels. So really, really good uses, even though prices have stayed high. Now, with that, there's talk that the demand number that the USDA put on soybeans could actually be higher than expected.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle 80 higher at 171, February up 82 at 172.10. January feeder cattle up 135 at 237.47, March up 105 and 235.65. December lean hogs up 32 at 93 even, February down 12 at 92.62. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat down 9 at $5.96 and a half. March down 8 and a quarter at $6 even. December Chicago wheat down 8 and 3 quarters at $5.51 and 3 quarters. December corn down 4 and a quarter at $3.77 and a half. March down 3 and 3 quarters at $3.90 and a half. January soybeans up 13 and 3 quarters at $10.36 and a quarter. March up 13 and 3 quarters at $10.44. December cotton down 99 at $58.81. March down 53 at $59.10. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.